Life Balance Check, Part 7, Generosity and Giving Back, by Peter Amsterdam.
I have been reflecting on living generously. We know that true happiness comes from living unselfishly, as we put the Lord first and work to make this world a better place. If we step back, however, and take a more in-depth look at generosity and giving back and think about our current plans, goals, and lifestyle, the Lord can show us if there are areas in our lives where we could do better. We can evaluate our generosity with our time, our finances, and in our interactions with others by asking ourselves searching questions such as, do I consistently give to God's work and to people in need? Do I reach out to those who could benefit from my talents, resources, and service? Do my words and actions regularly show that I am generous and willing to give back? Having served the Lord as missionaries, we are well acquainted with sacrifice. In choosing to serve the Lord full-time and put Him first in our lives, we gave up careers and education, forsook our families, friends, and home countries, to take the gospel to foreign lands, and much more. Living a sacrificial lifestyle was at times difficult and sometimes heartbreaking. Sacrifice is not a vague concept or principle for us because we understand what it costs to give our all. But as time passes, we can sometimes start living on autopilot. When that happens, we may miss something the Lord is doing in our lives. Familiarity with well-known spiritual principles can dampen our sensitivity to God's whispers, especially regarding truths that have been part of our foundation of faith for decades. With this in mind, it is helpful to periodically take stock of our lives, to examine and think about how we're doing in the areas of generosity and willingness to sacrifice and trust the Lord. Often we get so busy that sometimes the first thing to go is giving to and helping others. We can easily think, well, I've been doing that my whole life. But generosity and giving back never go out of style, and embracing this lifestyle helps keep the blessings flowing. Generosity with finances. When it comes to generosity with finances and faithfulness in giving, you are heroes. Maria and I are very grateful for your continued gifts, tithes, and offerings to TFI that make it possible for our mission to continue, as well as the financial support that many of you give directly to Mission Works. Thank you so much. Many of us have seen the blessings that come with giving and have had our faith muscle strengthened over the years. We have seen God's promises fulfilled in scriptures such as, "Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." Of course, it is important to remember that your most important financial responsibility is to make sure that those you are personally responsible for, such as yourself, your spouse, and your children who are still in your care, are cared for. Small beginnings grow. Big results can come from small steps. We don't have to have a lot of money to begin a campaign or ministry that serves others. Here is a short account of someone who started small with only $25 and is now changing the world. It's often said the biggest changes come from the smallest beginnings. For social entrepreneur Adam Braun, a single pencil changed the trajectory of his life, leading him to stray from a career on Wall Street to start the nonprofit Pencils of Promise, which has built more than 200 schools and provided education to 20,000 underprivileged youth in developing countries around the world. While traveling in India, Braun encountered a young boy begging on the street. When he asked the boy what he wanted most in the world, the boy answered simply, "A pencil." This request became the inspiration behind Pencils of Promise, which Braun founded in 2008 with only $25. Being intentional about giving back. We know that giving and generosity are not limited to finances. making an effort to give of yourself by sharing time and giving attention to someone, by showing respect toward and being kind and helpful to others, is being generous. I really enjoy being around people who have a generous, giving spirit. I feel enriched by the time we spend together, and am blessed as I recognize their consistent way of interacting with others, both friends and strangers, intentionally with kindness, respect, and generosity as they offer their service, help, time, or simply a listening ear. I believe we can learn to be more aware of opportunities to bless others if we determine to live intentionally. Along with making the decision to be generous with our finances, we can be generous with our time, attention, encouragement, service, prayers, etc., so we can help others live better, happier lives. We could look for opportunities for volunteering in our community, tutoring children, helping elderly neighbors, pitching in with busy parents' errands, and the list goes on. Here is some helpful advice on this topic from one of my favorite authors, John C. Maxwell. Intentional living is about approaching each day with the goal of adding value to others to make a difference in their lives. During a trip to Washington, D.C., I challenged the two young children of one of my team members to think about how they could add value to people during the day. One of the kids decided he would open doors for people throughout the day. The other decided she would leave thank you notes for people to express her appreciation. Then they went out and did it. At the end of the day, both children came back and enthusiastically shared with me how people positively reacted to their intentional acts of kindness. In addition to thinking ahead about ways to add value, people who live with intentionality are also on constant lookout for spontaneous ways to help others. They have an outward focus as they go through their lives, ready to do something that makes someone's day. These actions don't have to be big or expensive. Small, meaningful actions can make a big difference. The key is to open your eyes and be ready to seize opportunities as they present themselves. To keep myself accountable to this, at the end of each day, I ask myself one question. Did I add value to people today? That's a great question to ask yourself, and intentional actions allow you to answer, yes. The rewards are many. Making a difference in others' lives through generosity and giving back is not just good for them, and doesn't just make us feel content because we know we're living according to God's word, but it brings concrete blessings to us as well. We have so much to gain as we seek to live in a giving, generous way, actively looking for ways to serve and bless others. Some of the blessings we receive as a result will become obvious in this life. There will be times, however, when there will be no clear recompense for our generosity, either with our finances or our acts of kindness and service to others. But we can rest assured that we will eventually receive a blessing in return, if not in this life, then in the world to come. Praise the Lord. The King will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me." His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master."
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.